Today, I'm going to talk about attitude and how an attitude can affect your entire performance at an event, or your entire day, or entire whatever. Attitude is everything, and unless you can figure out how to fix that, your day might not go so good. Featuring me, myself, and I, because I had a really bad day the other day, and I'm going to talk about it. This is the Solitude and Single Track podcast, where we talk about our lives as off-grid RV nomads traveling with our dirt bikes, our progression in the sport, all things moto, and other off-grid related topics. I'm Zoe Anderson, your host on this podcast, and I live in a 14-foot travel trailer with my husband Taylor and my dog Mia. And last week, Taylor and I competed in the last local trial of the year, and this was Taylor's first ever trial, and my third trial, and most of the time, I have so much fun at these events. It's a lot of fun. They're not really focused on your scores. It's more about improving your own riding. And these events are all super low-key. There is no pressure. There's no prize money. And everybody's there to have a good time and just be a better rider. And they're super encouraging. And it's so much fun. But that being said, this trial was the most trying trial I have done so far. And it's only my third one. The other two were great. And so I'm going to be a little open and honest with you guys about myself in this podcast today. This was a huge testament about how powerful our minds can really be. And I know we've all been there and we've all gotten in our own heads, whether it's about motorcycles or anything else. We all get in our own heads and we just make it so much worse than it needs to be. And I'm one of the worst people I know about getting in my own head and messing with my mind. And something I've always done is I've always felt like I set my expectations way too high. And I can admit I have a little bit of a temper when I get frustrated, especially when I'm frustrated about myself and about my performance, when I know that I can do much, much better. And I just don't. Even when I was little, I would think I could do something a lot better than I really should have been able to do because I've only done it a couple times, but I would just get so mad that I couldn't do something even though I didn't really know how to do it. And I'm honestly the same way as an adult. I have not been riding trials for very long and I don't give myself much grace. I have spent this summer trying to correct that and I've been trying to give myself grace and I felt like I've been doing really, really good at just going with the flow. I'm learning at my own pace, and then this last weekend happened, and I got mad. I got frustrated with myself, and it's very frustrating. This is a flaw that I am very aware of, and I've been trying really hard to fix, but man, it is so hard. This is like rewiring your brain. It's kind of like rewiring your brain over fear, which is a whole other topic, but one I'm very familiar with, and I will talk about it at a later date. But this is rewiring your brain to think a different way than the way you've been thinking your whole life. And I will admit that I'm not being very good about it. I'm trying to fix this. But, you know, we have our days. But recognizing a problem like that with your behavior and trying to solve it is a really mature thing to do. And it's difficult. It's very difficult. And this trial was one of those times where I wish I could just hit the stop button and redo my entire day. And when I reflected on it later about what happened, I realized that I had already fucked up before I got there. I messed up before I even arrived to the trial. That morning was a little bit stressful. We had just gotten a new bike. Taylor bought a trials bike the night before and last minute decided, well, since I have a trials bike, I can do the trial tomorrow. And we have two vehicles. But one of them, our truck, is broken right now and it can't be driven. So we've only got one. It's the FJ Cruiser. And since it's not a truck, we can't put bikes in the back of it. So we use a hitch hauler. And we only have a single hitch hauler. So we were like, well, how are we going to get both bikes to this event? So we thought, you know, it's only 5 miles away. We'll just jockey them back and forth and do it like that. Well, we kind of overestimated the amount of time that we had to get both bikes there, be warmed up and ready to go by the first rider out. So I dropped Taylor off with his bike, and then I left back home to get mine loaded up. And it was the time that I got home that I realized we fucked up. We fucked up on the time, because now I'm in panic mode, realizing that the time that when I get back with my bike, I'm getting back at the exact minute that the riders' meeting is scheduled. Like, I will not have time to warm up. I'm not going to have, I'm not even going to have time to unload my bike. I'm going to have to get there, go to the writer's meeting, come back, unload my bike. I'm freaking out. I'm panicking. There's a couple other problems going on that just, they're not really super relevant to the story, but there's all these things happening and my mind's going and I'm panicking. Strike one. Actually, this is probably technically strike two for my bad attitude and my bad day, because Taylor is competing in this one. And nothing against Taylor. I think Taylor being in this was strike one. I felt pressured to compete. I felt pressured to perform at a higher level than I'm probably not capable of performing at. Or I can't say that. I'm not going to say I'm not capable. I felt pressured to perform better than him, because we had this light banter last night of, oh, I'm going to dab less than you, or I'm going to get a better score than you, and all this other stuff. You know, things that couples do. And I can't let him get a better score than me on his first trial. Like, I'm going to kick his ass. What? Like, no way. He's not. Nope. After all, I've been putting all this work all summer. I've got so many hours. I've got way more hours than he does on a trial spike. Like, there's no way I'm going to let him beat me in his first trial. And for most people, that would be a push to do better, you know, most normal people. But for me, I can't say it wasn't a push, because it's definitely a push for me to do better. But I also tend to get performance anxiety, and I let things like that get in my head, and it distracts me from performing at my peak ability. So the first unnecessary dab that I did, the voices in my head were already bullying the shit out of me, since we hadn't planned on obtaining a second bike or anything. Like, this is like a whole new level of stress. Like, I need to be better. I need to perform better. Like, I've already screwed up. Like, what? There's no way. He's a better rider than me. He's going to do better than me. And I need to be better than him. It was just this need to be better than him. And it just really messed with me. But also, so then there's a couple different components to this. Since we had not planned on getting another bike, we only have one trials helmet, and that's my helmet that we got in a weird size because it was the only helmet we could get in a certain amount of time a couple months back. It's a medium. It doesn't really fit me. It's way too big, but it does fit Taylor. And Taylor's like, well, the only helmet I have is a dual sport helmet, and they're really heavy and they're hot. And so he's like, well, why don't I just wear the trials helmet and you wear your moto helmet, because I've got a motocross helmet that's really lightweight. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine, I guess. And this might not seem like a big deal to most people, especially if you're not familiar with trials and the difference between helmets and why you should wear a trials helmet if you're doing trials. So in trials, it's not speed based. You're not going fast like in motocross or any kind of enduro like that. You're going really slow. Like, I'm talking 1 to 2 miles an hour. So trial helmets are open face. There is no chin protection. It's just, it's like you chop the chin off a moto helmet and that's a trials helmet. So that way you also have, you know, all this airflow on your face. You're not getting hot and overheating, but also you can have this full range of visibility of your surroundings, because what you're doing in trials is you are calculating your next move, and you have to be able to see the obstacle you're hitting and where your front tire is and all this other stuff. You can't do that in a moto helmet because you have that chin in the way. So, and also something I learned is that if you've ever been riding on a trail really slow and you wear goggles or, God forbid, glasses in a moto helmet, you start to fog up, especially on the cold days. So it's important to have as much visibility as possible in trials, and wearing a moto helmet's not the most ideal situation because you don't have that visibility and they're really hot. Anyways, I digress. So Taylor wore the trials helmet, I wore my moto helmet, and I wear glasses because I'm a procrastinator. I haven't made myself a vision appointment to get more contacts, so I don't have any contacts, so I wore my glasses. And by the second section, my glasses started to fog up, and I could not see. And it pissed me off. And I started out the day stressed, now I can't fucking see. I'm pissed. And it's not Taylor's fault that he wore the trials helmet. I mean, it is his fault because he could have wore his helmet, but it wasn't fair for him to wear a heavier helmet when I had a lighter helmet to wear. And I took it out on him a little bit because I was frustrated. I started the day out frustrated. Now I'm really frustrated because I can't fucking see. everything's hot. It's just, it sucks. Everything sucks. I'm just mad. And so every little negative thing after that started to snowball. And that was the moment that began my downward spiral. So the first round, I think I got all threes and a two. And threes in trials, meaning I dabbed at least three times in each section. And that's the highest amount of points you can get without actually like dropping your bike or stalling your bike, which then you get a five and you have to leave the section. So I got all threes. The goal, by the way, is to get 0 points every section. Because the most amount of points you have, it's kind of like golf. The more points you have, the worse score it is. So anyways, by the second round, I had gotten my first five. And most of the time when I go into a trial, my goal has been, don't get a five. And the last trial, I succeeded that and I did pretty good. I didn't get a five. And by second round here, I got my first one. It was a silly mistake. What was that? That was a weird sound. Anyways, it was a really silly mistake. I overcut a corner and it had a really soft edge, like you have kind of a false edge. And my front tire went off this edge and my bike toppled over. And I got stuck, and in the process of my bike falling, I wasn't injured, but my shifter bent, and my shifter would no longer shift out of first gear. So I was stuck in first gear, and I was like, fuck, now I broke my shift forks. Now my bike is broken, and I have to ride the rest of this damn trial with a broken-ass bike. So now I'm real pissed, and so I'm taking the connector, in trials, it's not like all in one area. You take your connector trails to each section. And I was taking one of the connector trails to the next section. And I'm in first gear. I'm already pissed about that. I can't shift, can't do anything. And so I'm just distracted. Why me? Why do I have to fall? Why do I break my bike at every damn trial? I could just feel this dark, heavy rain cloud above my head as I continued down this trail to my next section. And this cloud blocked out every voice of reason that I had left, and I made more silly mistakes. Like getting my bike stuck on a wet log. It was a root. It was a pretty big root, though, in a really bad spot that you pretty much had to hit an angle, which I had gotten over it just fine the last round. No issues. And this time, for some reason, I don't know what happened. I got stuck on it. And so here I am in the middle of this trail, spinning my tire, cursing at my bike, trying to pick my bike up, and I can't move. I'm stuck. And if I was in the right state of mind, I would have been able to get my bike over it, no problem. But I'm already frustrated. I'm just making silly mistakes. I'm just not doing anything right. And then I start to hear riders coming up behind me, and I look around and I see there's five people waiting for me to get the hell out of the way. So I panic and I'm like, fuck, I gotta get this bike out of the way right now. It's in the way, I'm in the way, I'm making everybody late, like, and I start panicking, and I'm just revving the bike, snapping the clutch, and I get really upset, and finally I'm like, fuck it, and I just revved that sucker to the moon, snapped it out, and I didn't really think it was going to help, and it was kind of my last shot before I went crawling for forgiveness and also maybe an extra hand to get my bike off the frickin' route. But at that moment in time, my rear tire had caught every ounce of traction it had missed in the previous 5 minutes of me trying to get my bike over the log. And that wasn't 5 minutes, but still. My rear tire caught traction at that moment. And let me tell you, the next few moments happened in slow motion. I watched my bike fly over my head, and as it revved out to the moon and land upside down a foot in front of me. And I'm scrambling, I'm getting up, and I'm grabbing the kill switch, and I'm pressing the button, it's just not turning off. And finally, because trials bikes, they don't like to die, so finally it dies, get it turned off, and Ryder comes up behind me, and he's like, oh, fuck, that's bad. And I look, and my heart sank. My entire back fender was crumpled up underneath the bike, completely snapped off. And so another rider came up and helped me get my bike off the route, and he was trying to comfort me, and I think I looked like visibly upset in that point, because I'm like, god damn it, why me, why now? And I started crying and like tears started to well up in my eyes. And then now I'm embarrassed. Now I'm embarrassed that I just looped my bike in front of all these people on something that I could have done, on something I am so beyond capable of doing. And I just made this stupid mistake in front of all these people. And then they watched me fucking trash my bike. Now I'm crying. like, what a joke, you know? And I'm just, it was terrible. And like, now I'm like, there's just no way I'm gonna be able to finish this round. My brake light wiring is the only thing keeping my entire fender from just falling. I mean, it was falling off. It was just like dangling by the wire, but like, I can't do anything. I don't have a backpack. I can't cut the wire. I have to wait for somebody. Somebody offered to run and grab some tape and some zip ties. And so they ran and got me some stuff. And so I'm pulled off to the side, sitting there like trying so hard not to cry out of embarrassment, frustration. I'm just upset. My bike is broken. And I've looped my bike before, and I've been very, very lucky to not have broken off my rear fender until now. So I guess I feel fortunate in that respect. But so graciously, this man offered to run and grab me some zip ties and some tape. So he came back, I taped it up, he helped me out. And I'm thinking there, I'm like, man, I'm so mad. I'm mad about all this. This is my sign. I'm going to DNF, which stands for do not finish. I'm just going to go back to the tent and I'm going to say, I can't do it. I'm done. I can't do it. I can't finish it. But, you know, the frustrating part for me is like, it wasn't even in the section. It wasn't anything hard either. Like, really, Zoe, in the novice class and you're not even in a section, you messed up this bad? Like, are you kidding me? Like, you can ride way better than this any day of the week. And in that moment, I teleported in my mind back to when I was 12 years old, entering Gymkhana's with this barely green broke Arabian horse. And I remember getting frustrated about not being able to do a barrel pattern on a horse that hadn't been trained to do barrels. A green broke horse that had never done barrels in his life. And I remember getting frustrated about not getting good times. And it's, and just like in that situation, it wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault that he couldn't run barrels. It was my fault. It was my fault that I expected him to be able to. And just like in this one, it's not my bike's fault that it looped. It's not the route's fault that it was slippery. It's my fault that I couldn't get my shit together. I wasn't mature enough to handle my own shit and continue on my day without being a brat. It's my fault. And then now I'm beating myself up over it. So with the help of other riders, we got my fender taped back on enough to where I could continue to ride. So I decided to just finish the round. I did the next section. I finished all the sections. I go back to my car and I grab a snack, grab a drink of water. And I'm like, I'm just going to go back to the tent, say I'm not going to be able to do round three. So I get to the tent and they're like, hey, we've been looking for you. You're actually like the last person and we're so far behind that you're just going to have to wait until the afternoon classes to run. And we'll just have you go first in front of the advanced class. That way you can get all your stuff done. You're going to be able to finish. And I like start bawling. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I had bike problems. I'm just having a terrible fucking day. And I don't want you to have to do that for me. Like, just, I'm just going to DNF. Just like, well, you can do what you want. But I'm telling you, it's like, they're encouraging me. They're like, it's going to be so easy for you to just finish out the day. I want you to finish out your day. And I'm like, okay, I'll finish it out. So I go back to the car for a minute. And then, you know, I have my friends coming up who had just finished their third lap. And I'm sitting there feeling embarrassed because I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I held everybody up. And now I'm going to hold up people more because now I have to go in front of the advanced riders. And it's just going to be a big cluster. And I'm like, I think I'm just going to DNF. Like, my fork seals are blown. I knew that my fork seals are blown, but I'm going to keep riding on it. I mean, you know, I'm making up excuses now. So I'm like, my shifter's broken and my bike's broken and my fork seals are blown and I'm just being a bitch and I'm just not going to do it. And my friends are like, no, that's no excuse. That is not, your bike isn't broken enough to be used as an excuse to quit. You're going to finish out your day. They told you you're finishing out your day. So you're going to do it. So my friends are like, nope. Stop it. Shut up. Just ride. So I did. I finished it out. I got one more five. And at the end, I was still in a pretty shitty mood. My bike's broken and ugly. And I just felt like my performance was terrible. And I know I can do better. But here I am. Moping. And we're loading up, and another rider came up, and I was talking to him, and he made a joke, and he said, oh, he's like, it was really rough out there today. It was really wet and slimy. And he's like, to be honest, I'm just going for High Point. And I laughed at him, and I'm like, well, I'm sure I'll give you a run for your money today, but I wish I could be in as good a spirits as you are about that. And he smiled, and he said, well, every time I mess up, I just laugh. Every time I fall down, I laugh. Because what else can you do? You can't be upset about it. You just got to carry on, make it funny. And that's really what you, that's the only thing you can do. And I have tried so hard this entire summer learning trials to do that and make things funny every time I mess up. And if you've watched any of my Instagram series on my trials journey, I do. I try really hard to not let the bad attitude win and not let the fear win. The fear of not being good enough and the fear of falling and all of these mental blocks. I try not to let them win. But for some reason, this time at this trial, I let it win. And I think that at this point, I'm still a little bit upset about it. And I'm not at this point upset about my scores and about being bad, being riding really bad. I'm not upset about having a bad ride. At this point, I'm upset about my attitude. And the fact that I've spent so much time over the summer preaching about how hard learning something is and how progress is never linear. And that some days we have really good days, and some days we just don't. Some days are just bad days. And I just let my attitude win. And it ruined my day. Because one competition, one instance of quote-unquote failure does not speak for your ability to do something. Like, that competition doesn't speak for my ability to ride. I know I can ride, and I know I can ride moderately well. But what it does speak for is your ability, or in my case, my ability to handle my emotions. And I let my emotions get the best of me, and it affected my performance in a negative way. And not only did it affect my performance in a negative way, but it affected my attitude towards everybody around me. And I want to thank all of my friends, and especially Taylor, anybody who was close to me, for supporting me and being positive, even though I was just a complete train wreck and monster with a big attitude that day. And I appreciate so much for everybody who was there and was so encouraging for me. That goes a long way. So if you're feeling down because you just had a bad ride, you had a fall, or you know you can do better and for some reason you just didn't, stop and take a breath. Take a deep breath. Today is just one of those days. And you'll just have to try and laugh about it and move on. And know that tomorrow is another day to get out there and try it again. Don't get in your head. Don't be in a mood. Don't let that dark cloud of misery and bitchiness make it worse. Just pick yourself up and just keep going. Laugh about it. Don't cry about it. Anyways, that's my advice for the day, and that's a lesson I just learned in my final trial of the year. But I'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening.